Now the news in detail. The Zambia Consumer Association has expressed concern over growing complaints from consumers about the rapid depletion of ZESCO prepaid electricity units, a situation adding pressure to households already struggling with the high cost of living. Association Executive Secretary Juba Sakala said that electricity purchases that previously lasted several weeks are now being used up much faster, even where consumption patterns have not changed. He said electricity is a basic necessity, and the frequent need to buy prepaid units is forcing families to divert income from essentials, worsening household financial stress. Mr. Sakala has since called on ZESCO Limited to improve transparency and consumer education on tariff structures and unit consumption, and urged the Energy Regulation Board to review the impact of current residential tariffs on household welfare.
This is happening at a time when the cost of living is already very high. We know electricity is a basic necessity for cooking, food preservation, education and small homes. Businesses and frequency purchases are forcing families to sacrifice money meant for food, transport, healthcare and school needs. As Zaka, while we appreciate the need for ZESCO to remain financially sustainable, electricity tariffs must be fair, transparent and sensitive to realities facing consumers. ZESCO is therefore calling on ZESCO and the Energy Regulation Board to improve transparency, review the impact of current tariffs and protect vulnerable households from further hardships.
Green Party President Peter Sinkamba has expressed disappointment over government's failure to meet its 2025 target of producing 1 million metric tons of copper. Mr. Sinkamba has attributed the shortfall to what he described as poor policies and weak implementation of key initiatives in the mining sector. He has told Hot FM News that the UPND administration has failed to grow copper production and expand the mining sector over the past 4 years, despite claims that the sector has been revamped under the current administration. Mr. Sinkamba has added that the failure to significantly increase copper output has prevented the country from fully benefiting from favorable copper prices on the international market.
UPND has failed in the 5 years to reach the kind of target which production which PF was able to produce in their 5 years starting 2016-2021, and the UPND from 2021 to 2026, they actually recorded less than PF was able to achieve. So the talk that now you see production is increasing is a leap for this. Numbers won't lie.
Government says it has demonstrated its commitment to bridging the gender gap in the energy sector through the implementation of various policies and frameworks aimed at promoting inclusivity. Speaking during the official launch of the Gender Impact Assessment Guidelines for Energy Infrastructure Projects in the power sector, Ministry of Energy Director for Energy, Mafayo Jiba, said the sector has taken a leading role in mainstreaming gender considerations across its operations. Mr. Jiba, who represented the Ministry of Energy Permanent Secretary for Electricity, Arnold Sumawa, urged stakeholders to ensure that the newly launched guidelines are fully implemented and translated into tangible outcomes.
The Ministry of Energy has demonstrated its resolve and its commitment to increasing gender gaps in the sector through reduction of the Zambia gender and energy network. The energy sector has, I think, led the way in terms of trying to mainstream gender into everything that we do. We have done our gender equality strategy and action plan. We have done our Zambia gender and energy network. We have also done social sector framework over to integrate these gender aspects.
Meanwhile, Climate Compatible Growth Programme visualizer Julia Tomei said the guidelines will play a critical role in supporting investments in sustainable energy systems by ensuring that gender considerations are integrated into infrastructure planning and development. and Gender Division Director for Gender Development, Henry Nkrumah, called on stakeholders to reaffirm their commitment to championing gender equality in energy infrastructure projects, noting that inclusive development is key to achieving long-term sustainability in the sector.
The cooperating department, civil society organizations, and gender experts, your collaboration, your expertise and commitment have positioned Zambia to take the bold and necessary steps towards a more inclusive and just and sustainable energy sector. Let us reaffirm our commitment today to champion gender equality in energy infrastructure, and by doing so, we will not merely build power systems, but also empower people, strengthen communities, and accelerate national growth.
The Patent and Companies Registration Agency says it has recorded a surge in company registrations following the launch of its online registration portal. In an interview, PATRA Public Relations Officer Brian Mwale said the digital platform has significantly reduced the number of people visiting the agency's service centers, as many now prefer to complete the process online. Mr. Mwale has explained that the portal allows the public to conveniently register their businesses and make payments digitally, eliminating the need for physical visits to agency offices. He has urged members of the public to take advantage of the online registration portal and avoid unnecessary visits to the offices.
But from the time that we moved online a few years ago, we've actually seen a surge in the number of businesses being registered online. So the queues for people, in our service centers across the country have actually reduced, because many people are opting to register online. But online registration has multiple benefits. One, you are reserving on resources, not just financial resources, but also on time. So it's all the documents actually sent to your email. So when you register, all the key documents are sent to your email, all the documents are actually also loaded on your portal.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Association of Consulting Engineers of Zambia says the sector has experienced stability in government projects and increased participation in key national projects since 2024. Speaking to Hot FM News, Association President Jeff Msonda has described the progress as significant, noting that government business has slowed following the change of administration but has since stabilized. Mr. Msonda has added that government's approach to undertaking projects in the construction and infrastructure sectors has created opportunities for the consultancy industry to engage more meaningfully. He has further highlighted the Constituency Development Fund as critical to national development, saying it has provided significant growth opportunities for the construction sector and other key areas.
The last couple of years were a bit tricky for us, in the sense that government business slowed down a lot due to, whenever there's a change of government, they slow down to try and get the ground and see where they can invest it. But as of 2024-2025, business has picked up quite well. Now road projects have been implemented. The government is investing in various infrastructure, buildings, water schemes, borehole drilling, CDF, if you like, and a lot of other projects have come on board.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Thousands of protesters have taken to the streets of Minneapolis as part of nationwide demonstrations against immigration and customs enforcement action after the fatal shootings of two U.S. citizens by federal agents. Protests were also held in cities across the U.S., including New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Washington, D.C., with organizers calling on Americans to stay home from work and school. The death of Rennie Good and Alex